Thank you for tuning in this Monday for Metiche Monday, the Emo Brown Podcast. We have guests, we have more guests, and we have a lot more guests. We're going to try to jam it all tight in this nice little two-hour nugget brought to you by the people at Grasshopper. Don't forget to review, subscribe, and rate. Get on YouTube, subscribe there, go to Spotify, do your thing. Angel, hit the credits. Let's party. Ladies and gentlemen and lowlives, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Metiche Monday, the podcast brought to you by Emo Brown, sponsored by Grasshopper for all your medicinal, recreational, and all cannabis needs. Don't forget to make it clack, get 15% back. Go in on a Tuesday, Barry. What happens then?
Tote Tuesday, 30% off.
That's right. Take $12, and what happens then, Barry?
You get 3 Emo Brown pre-rolls.
But wait, there's more. Quotations from one of the general managers. Brah, Emo Brown pre-rolls are back in stock and are always going to be moving forward, brah.
They got new packaging. They look sleek.
That's right. Fantastic. David the Black Belt. Oh, man. That was
good. Is that why they did it? In honor of the Black Belt?
I think. I don't know. Oh,
that's
maybe.
That's a smart move.
Maybe. But don't stop there, guys, because Tribal Streetwear, the lower left, brought to you by Theo Roberto, Uncle Bobby. He wants you to go to the lower left and, you know, spend some money for the holiday season. Go in there, drop your card, get 20% back. We're going to be going because you're getting a Pendleton. Fuck, I can't wait to get him a Pendleton, Angel. Look at this young man.
No more of these Costco flannels, baby.
No, you're not going to put the camera on? Fuck it. Right, there we go. All right, we're going to get Barry a Pendleton because you're looking mad Cobain-ish with that fucking flannel, bro. Really? That's true. Been through the Pearl Jam Alive era.
This might be smaller than my wedding jacket, honestly.
Hey, Fondo Mames, that goes all the way up.
I told you I had a rough morning.
We'll take you there to the lower left so you can go ahead and purchase some gear by none other than Tribal. And guess who else? Silk Cloud. Go to silkcloud.com, type in emo30, get 30% off, or just pop into the lower left and make some purchases there. It's crazy. It's hazy. My left eye is lazy, is it?
Nah, you good.
My eyes are red today. Are they red?
Nah, today you good. Usually you like got those like eyes redder than the devil.
All right, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to everything. Dude, how high are you today?
I'm trying not to cuss. That's the hard thing.
Did I cuss yet?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Out of you. 10 minutes. Guys, 10 minutes. Please don't provoke us to say anything prohibited by the wonderful overlords at YouTube. We're trying to, you know.
I'll just not speak for the first 10 minutes. I think that's a
plan. All right, Gwen Stefani, take it easy. Don't forget to subscribe, review, and rate, and do all of the things. We're really pushing YouTube, and YouTube has increased. Well done.
It's pushing back.
It's really doing its thing. And TikTok. I have no idea how TikTok works. I don't know how TikTok works, dude. I'll throw a video on there of, what did I throw on that went crazy? I threw a video on there of something at UPS, and everybody went bananas over it. I throw a video of some in-depth mental health awareness shit. I get like 500 views, nothing, you know? But if I do something dumb at UPS, oh shit, it gets like 10,000 views, you know?
There goes our 10 minutes.
There was I think you could say shit. No?
We're going to find out.
Yeah. How many minutes am I? Fuck, we're in. It's all good. It's all good. I don't think it's a 10-minute rule. I think that's all make-believe shit.
Be real, does it? So oh, yeah? You know it's real.
All right, we'll edit it out. Edit, just beep me out. There's a button on the machine for beeping, dude.
I don't want to play with it. I might press something that we don't want to hear.
That's what she said. Oh, there we go. Oh, there we are. The four-figure motions. Oh, there he is. Hey, why don't you tell people how you ruined your Achilles heel this weekend, man?
So I started a new job, and I was looking for non-slip shoes. And I figured, like, you know what? In my 34 years of living on this earth, I have yet to own a pair of Docs. I thought it would be a good idea to have some Docs. You know, I look cool for the first 2-3 days.
You look cool wearing Docs? All right, cool.
I do. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Like, I listen to Oi, but the punk Oi. Not the, like, what do you call it? Trumpet Oi.
Boots and braces. Anyway,
so I'm there the, like, third day, fourth day, I started feeling something. And my
It's called embarrassment,
look it up,
fool.
Dude. I didn't even know what it was.
I started feeling a little bit embarrassment wearing Doc Martens at age 40.
Squeaky when you're walking around.
Really good shoes to wear. But
what are you, an extra, an SLC punk? What are you doing wearing Doc Martens? Are they green? What are they, red?
I'm glad you went with that and not American History X.
Oh, take it easy. Yeah. All right.
No. It hasn't been 10 minutes.
I took the shirt off. No, but I just had to look it up on Google to see what injury it was because I had no idea what it was. God, and fool. I'm like, well, okay. So I've been wearing sandals and walking barefoot.
We are in an era. We are in an era with a generation that has to go on Google to look up how to wear Doc Martens without ruining your Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. You use those tools and you still screwed it up, my friend. Now he's wearing some weird ass chanclas, fool. I honestly, I've never seen those chanclas. What are those? shoes. Hey, wait, no, mamas, it looks like a concha. I think I ordered one of those at La Concha this weekend. I like the white ones, though. Maybe it was pink sprinkles. Good on you. Good on you.
Cheers.
Nay.
Don't wear Docs.
Really? Wow.
Or wear them properly. True. In a non-slippy environment.
The views expressed by Davey Havoc's younger brother are not necessarily endorsed by Emo Brown or anything we represent. Who's Davey Havoc? He's a singer for AFI. He also wears mascara. How long was it before I made him first mascara joke? Those 15 like, minutes? 10
yeah,
minutes?
No, yeah.
There's no time limit on that one. We're good.
Let's take an opportunity to thank and go over the newest members of the Emo Browns Social Club. Look at this right here. Long list from the top to the bottom. I think you put the first ones up here. So look at that's Jackie Buns. She just signed up. She's from Makeup by Jackie. Thank you for joining us. Louie Lou, don't know who you are, but thank you for joining us. Oh, well, Will Holder. Visitor Coffee Roasters. I think they're from Imperial Beach as well. Well done, Will Holder. He's a big Padre guy. All he does is complain about how the Padres aren't doing enough. Whatever.
Sounds like
Rafa Louis. Then. What's up, Rafa? He used to play on my soccer team. Once upon a time, this body used to be an athletic machine. Once upon a time.
It's still in there.
It's in there, but I don't think I want to let him out. I'm old. This body needs to show
somebody else shine
restraint.
For once,
you know, I got to that size of athleticism by taking a lot of pre-workouts, you know, through my nose, in the drink, wherever. I was always on a cig when I was hype. I'm not hype anymore. You know, I show more restraint. I'm very constrained. I don't do a lot of outlandish things. Rafa Louis, though, he does, and he's older than me. Yeah. He's a baller. Superstore Ligger Mike, there he is. Andrew Rowley, because it's not Aaron Rowley. Because it's not Aaron Rowley, it's Andrew Rowley, you know? Join us, subscribe to us. So, this guy right here, we want to thank him. His name is El Pingüino. ¿Qué onda con el compa Pingüino? We're highlighting him this week. He's been a member for, many months. He is a frequent rider on our Sunday rides, or the Emo Brown Sunday rides, or as the cool kids call it, Sunday service.
Mm.
Sunday service, where the S's are replaced by dollar signs. It works, apparently. Roberto El Pingüino has been going there nonstop. It's an electric bike, but whatever.
He's still doing it.
He's still out there pretending to pedal. Like, hey, what's up? Look at me. In the meantime, his little hand is getting tired because he's just throttling it up. Like, hey, why are you even pedaling? You know, like, don't do that. You're giving a false hope to people. Roberto Pingüino, thank you for being a member. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Oh, my God. Guess what we're bringing back?
Who?
Local Love Monday. Local Love Monday. It's taken a few iterations on how to get it done, but I think we've got it today.
Mm-hmm.
On the cancel couch today for Local Love Monday is another talented artist. I feel like what we get is talented artists. And artists is a huge umbrella, Lozano. It encompasses musicians. It encompasses, you know, graphic design artists, mm-hmm. you know, of paint or pencil, musicians, athletes, actors,
comedians, writers,
authors. Today, we have an artist. Her name is Monica. She's been in the game almost a decade, if not a decade. She's from IB. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up to Monica on the Local Love Monday cancel couch. Woo-hoo. Look at her. Look at that. This is where you guys clap. Rad. Well done, guys. We're in front of a live studio audience. They are awake. Go ahead. Use that button.
No, I was looking for the clap, and that was the laughter. I didn't mean to laugh.
Oh, Lord, Angel. Maybe look on Google to see what button you have to push. Meanwhile, Andrew's shaking his head vigorously behind you for like this fucking guy. Welcome. We've been talking about doing this a long time online. I've known you through the brewery for many, many years now.
Yeah.
The brewery has been open for 6.5 years. I feel like we crossed paths very early on.
Well, I did a couple of events at your brewery, mm-hmm. actually, yeah, when you were first open.
Save it for the podcast. Hit it, girl. What you got?
So, for like just how I got started.
Your whole story.
Everything.
I want to get hype. I want to buy stuff. I want people to sign up, subscribe to all of the things that you do and everything.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me here. I'm so grateful to be here. I've started drawing when I was like 9
mm-hmm.
and I had like typical traditional training for a couple years. And then all throughout high school and college, I was drawing. While I was in college, I stumbled upon drawing with letters. And then I got into doing hip-hop related art. The letters weren't really working out, and I thought it would be cool to draw with area codes. So that's how I got into drawing with numbers. So
pull up her Instagram, because you really got to see exactly what she means, what she's talking about. Well, the first time she brought a piece for us, and it was all in numbers, like, holy cow. I was like, did you know you drew this in numbers? And she was like, yes.
No, get out of here.
She was like, yes, that is my approach to art. And if you go down, what's your Instagram address? How do we find
it? It is Moni619designs.
Nice. Area codes all over Biggie. What is his area code?
718.
So you're like, in a sense, you're like Ludacris. You know all the area codes. You can just.
I was waiting for the Ludacris reference to come.
I don't want to say entirely like Ludacris, but yeah.
What's her?
That's Jersey. Mm-hmm. I did that one a long time ago. Mm. I don't really remember, but she's from Jersey.
Lauren Hill's from Jersey.
The Weeknd's from Canada. I think it's 416.
They have area codes in Canada?
Yeah.
It's 4016. There you go. Nice. That's drawing is hard already.
Yeah.
So now you're just using numbers to make these designs happen.
Yeah.
How did that happen and how long did it take you to perfect that style?
Well, like I said, I was drawing with letters and to be honest, drawing with letters for me was interesting, but after 3 or 4 letters, it just gets jumbled and you don't really appreciate it the same way. And a lot of people actually draw with letters, but they draw like letter next to each other. I actually layer like if I'm painting. So with the numbers and the area codes, it fit. I actually was going to do live art and I had a sketch like drawn out a drawing of Tupac. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I was drawing, like I was driving there thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know really what I'm going to do. And I just thought like, oh, I'll just draw an area code. I'll just draw the 213 area code. And from there, it just like
took off for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So does that mean with regular drawings, is it that much easier for you since you're just using traditional lines and styles like that? Or is it harder because you got accustomed to just doing it in numbers?
Well, I don't really do, now I don't really do a lot of traditional drawing. All my drawings are actually on my tablet.
Okay.
So you would think it's easier, but on your tablet, you can zoom in to 300 to 400%. So like, it's kind of like editing video. Like you're there for like editing, cutting. And then you zoom out and you're like, it's only 30 seconds. Like that was it. So when I zoom out, it's like a little section of a drawing I've done. So I wouldn't say it's more difficult. It's just a different technique.
Different style. Yeah. Nice. What are we working on right now? What do you got working out?
I am going to release a calendar of nothing but West Coast rappers.
West Coast rappers.
In a week and a half.
Okay, so you're dropping this relatively soon, just after Christmas.
The calendars are being printed right now because I just finished.
Well, it's almost like we planned this so you can kind of drop some information for a release date. When are we releasing this, you said?
So I'm releasing it on the 1st.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have an event, a pop-up event at Machete on December 16th.
Nice.
And there's going to be a live DJ with turntables. And I record myself drawing. So I'm going to project all my time lapses onto the projector in there. So it's going to be kind of like a experience.
December 16th at Machete. Live DJ, not a radio, a live DJ.
And it'll be from 3 to 6.
3 to 6. And that's enough time for you to make art happen?
Well, I'm going to be selling my stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Because you've been at the brewery before and you've done live art before at the brewery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like if I do live art,
that's crazy.
I can knock it out in like hour and a half, 3 hours.
That seems very intimidating. That seems like, oh my God, do you just kind of get in the zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you drink a lot of beer that day. And I feel like you got it. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know how she's going to get this done. She's barely standing up. And then you were done. I was like, oh,
professional.
I was like, look at that. She did it.
Come a long way.
I fell in love with your artwork when you did the San Diego Padres bundle.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. A good seller.
Did that make it ultimately to the top and reach the Padres? Because that was amazing.
I got into Bally's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that was cool. As far as like getting it to like the Padres establishment, I'm not sure. But to get onto Bally's,
that's a big deal.
That was really cool. Yeah. And like watching the game and like my segment come up, that was probably one of the highlights of like my art career.
Have you had a segment come up at the Padres?
Not a good one.
The kiss cam always does people dirty, fool. The kiss cam will never make you.
No, you weren't going to tell.
Monica, you're going to be doing a drop.
Yeah.
It's going to be December 16th at Machete from 3 to 6.
Yes.
You're going to be releasing the calendars. You'll be selling the calendars.
Yeah.
How can we help? How can we help promote and get everyone hype and excited about purchasing this calendar?
Doing this, I'm very appreciative. I have a bunch of posts on my Instagram if you want to like reshare it. I'm really hoping that a lot of people come out to the event. COVID kind of put a big nail in my business. I was able to sell a lot online, but it's so much different doing things in person. And you know me from doing my live art.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be doing any live art that day, but I just really want to be able to meet people that I've had customers from COVID because I was releasing calendars since then. So I want to be able to meet everybody in person.
We would love to buy a calendar. so we can have it here. Totally. So we are all in to support our local artists and everything you do. Felicidades.
Thank you.
That is awesome. 10 years in the game ain't easy. Are you at liberty to say what artists are going to be in your calendar?
I put some up. I'm going to have definitely Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Snoop Dogg.
Mm, he's quit smoking. Or did he?
I guess we'll find out.
Kind of smoking. E-40, Too Short, and Nate Dogg.
Oh, R.I.P. That's my guy.
And I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that Cypress Hill is going to be in the calendar too.
That's presumptuous of you, but okay. Yeah, you're very correct.
We were just talking about it before the podcast. So.
The other Mexican, but we all kind of are similar looking. Nice, I agree. But yes, I am a big fan of B-Real. More Sendog, if you're going to ask me. Sendog is my guy. Money619 Designs is where you find her. Give her a follow. That way you stay abreast of all of the things that she's working on. December 16th. Live DJ, pop up. Who's the DJ?
DJ Red. It's my homie. He's from San Diego,
DJ Red.
DJ Red.
Yeah. Give it up for DJ Red.
Give it up for DJ Red. Money, thank you very much for coming in. This is your home. Whenever you need to come in, pop in, promote, or just go over any releases, let us know. This is your home. As you can see, we have a lot of people here today. People, I just always tell people, show up. And for some reason, they do. And it's weird, but here they are. Thank you, Moni.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was awesome. What do you think of that, Barry?
Shit, that was a good Local Love Monday. That was a solid bring back.
I'm very content with Local Love Mondays.
That's what this whole thing was about, you know? Showing some love.
We had to put it on timeout. We had to put it on timeout because we're literally fixing how we move forward with all the things. With the power and magic of production, look who took over Moni's. Oh, we just saw his fat head on the camera. Of all the things. We almost pulled it off. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite bartender, I don't know where, probably not at 3Punk, but here he is, El Compa Kiki, to go over what's going on at 3Punk Ales this week.
This week, well, yesterday, wait, no, yeah, yesterday.
There we go, didn't take long, go ahead.
No, that well didn't take long.
Well, this week, we got a little bit of...
So, yesterday we had a celebration of life for Ruby.
Yes.
And then we also had the member happy hour.
Yes. Okay, yesterday
made me think you were going to say something.
Yesterday was the first time in my life that I've ever had to celebrate two lives lost on the same day. You know, that was crazy. And I was like, okay, I think that's happening because I'm getting older, you know? Mm-hmm. But I had a cousin who passed away 2011, November 19th. So we were at her family's house. We had pozole. You know, had a couple of beers and just kind of watching videos and sharing stories, having a good time. And right after that, I cruised it over to the brewery because, yeah, one of the brewery's like favorite regulars and just homie that we've known for ages, El Compa Ruben, he passed away last year on November 19th. So it was an emotional day. A lot of drinking, a lot of people hanging out, doing their thing. And yeah, that was at 3Punk Ales yesterday. Yeah. In addition to that, we had the members only happy hour. $3 pints. What the hell?
That was
the craft beer industry is dying, and we're over here giving away $3 pints, fool.
Yeah, Muskies was having a hard time doing it too.
Just push the button, Muskies. Push the button, Muskies. $3 pints. So hey, that was fun. We're gonna have to do that now at a new spot. We're just gonna move it around. We're taking it to the Elwood.
Spread it around.
We gotta figure out how to do it if we're gonna do it monthly or if we're gonna do it every 2 weeks.
I think monthly.
We're gonna tap into a very intelligent craft beer mogul a little later when Kiki leaves the cancel couch. We're going to talk to Jeff Lozano.
Oh.
And he's going to go over, you know, what he feels is going on in the craft beer industry these days. This is bananas, bro. There's breweries closing left and right. And everything's just in mayhem. And it's just like, how do we stay abreast? I've said abreast twice today.
And I haven't giggled yet.
I've said abreast twice today. If that doesn't, you know, what I'm saying is Stop what I'm saying. What is the beer of the week?
The beer of the week? Well, it's not even a beer, man. It's our Piña Seltzer.
Nice.
Oh.
It was a collaboration we did with Upright Citizen when we first brought it out.
Can we call it by its proper name, bro?
Seltzer Piña.
Eso. This is a seltzer made of pineapples.
Oh.
Look at that. Barry, are you drinking?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You had a rough weekend, dog.
That's why I need to drink.
All right, cool. All right. Yeah, Seltzer Piña. You know, it is a play on words for the world famous Colombian. Ladies and gentlemen, there's two Colombians here. He's not from Colombia? All right, my bad. World famous accordion player, cumbia extraordinaire, El Compa Celso Piña. Great seltzer.
Yeah, it's delicious.
This is probably one of my favorite seltzers. It's a tasty one. It's made of pineapples, sugar, and yeast and water. Oh, yes, a seltzer. Seltzers are blowing up, Barry. Last week we went over the...
The grape soda.
Yeah, we did the grape soda. People love this one. This one is another one that people really flock to purchase. Upright Citizen, La Compa Sonia, came up with the idea, the premise of this seltzer. Visit her on 3rd Avenue. She has her vintage shop with her husband right next... I need to bring them on the podcast too, but probably when we have three other guests already on that day.
Yeah.
So we can really make a fiesta out of it.
Set a record with 11.
Yeah, bro. So Sonia, she works next door at her vintage shop, you know, and her husband, and they are awesome. And they came up with the premise of the seltzer. She's like, you guys, you know what you do? You should probably do this. And I was like, that's cool. We fed that information to Chicle. Chicle, you know what Chicle does. He does his thing.
Out came this.
It's great. Let's see if it's good.
It's delicious.
Good golf drink.
Oh, that's a big chug.
I wish we had that chamoy ring. Where the fuck did that go?
Your wife makes chamoy rings and she didn't even bring... You didn't bring one from her?
I brought three here. They've all disappeared.
It's that damn mouse, fool. It's that damn mouse.
Or the ghost, dude.
Don't forget Mondays through Fridays, 12 to 5 at both locations. Happy hour. I don't like calling it happy hour.
Because
it's not really a happy hour. We're just giving pints at $5 from 12 to 5 at Little Italy and 3rd Avenue.
Call it the daily hookup.
Yeah, we'll then you're going to visit this guy.
Five for five.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Do it again. I'm ready.
The 5 for 5, I guess.
All right. Now, you said it three times. I'm still not feeling it.
That's 15.
All right. 5 for 5. 5 for 5 with Kiki, because you're pretty much work every Monday through Wednesday. You work on Thursday? Yeah. Good. I need you more. I'm all fucking paying work every day, Monday through Friday.
5 for 5.
I can't take Kevin's shift.
Yeah, he won't let you take his shift.
He'll let me cover it, but that's as close as I get.
Tuesdays in Little Italy, you get to take your own record and spin it. Have a good time.
Yeah.
What's that episode? What's that called? I always forget.
Who's on Deck?
Who's on Deck with a live DJ.
A live one.
There's many live DJs. He has a list of who signs up for 30-minute slots. There's two things you can't do.
No scratching. And no Coldplay.
There it is. So why not, fool? Fuck, where's my goop?
Where's my goop? I need my safety goop.
Who's on Deck is brought to you by This Smells Like My Vagina, product by Goop. Do you want to spin Coldplay? Well, make sure you smell like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
That's the rule. If you're going to spin the Coldplay, you got to have Goop on
Deck. There it is, man. Who's on Deck? Open Vinyl Night, brought to you by El Compa Luis, DJ Blackass. He hosts it. Share your records with us. You come in, you spin, and it's a party. 30-minute sets every Tuesday, 5 to 10, Little Italy. That's what goes on over there.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you?
Well, with me?
Yeah, let's talk about your fight.
Oh, my fight, December 15th, man. Training's going good. It's going good, but I'm realizing, like, I got to put in a lot more work.
Oh.
Just because, like...
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody said they're lazy.
No, I'm not calling myself lazy. I just feel like... I need to push myself to put more work. Like, I'm already fucking doing 2-a-days and all that. But
so what else do you need to do, fool?
I don't know.
How can we help?
I don't know. I think it's just something in me that's feeling like I need to
push. He's feeling down on himself right now.
Yeah, we need to lift our boy back up.
I feel like we need to do something collectively to, you know, levantarle el ánimo, which in Spanish means fuá. Fuck. Which in English means let's go.
Let's go.
We got it. What's wrong, fool?
Nothing wrong. I don't feel anything wrong. I think I'm just like...
Are you tired of being called Owen?
No,
you want us to keep calling you Owen?
He likes
I don't want us to keep calling me Owen, but I don't give a fuck about that.
Oh, like, shit. That's not okay.
We're waking up that fire now.
Tap into that. Because check it out.
I want to call you one in after this.
Cage Warriors 165, San Diego, December 15th. El compa Kiki Montalvo will be fighting the pretty Mexican. Wait, what is his name?
Nipples on full display.
The pretty Mexican Medina. That is Cage Warriors 165, where you get to see me walk Kiki Montalvo into the ring. We're not doing that?
No, not doing
fucking
that.
Fucking A, bro. Well, no wonder
you're going to just walk ourselves in. How about that?
You know what we're going to do is December 15th. That is a night of two fights. All right? Because that fight, you're on Cage Warriors.
Yeah.
And then El Compa El Cucuy. Well, not my compa. El Compa del Jeff Lozano. Tony Ferguson is fighting that night against fucking Patty. Right?
Patty Pimbleton.
Isn't that the 16th? That's the 16th. That'd be the next day.
Oh, well, we're going to do back-to-back days.
Yeah, that's why they put us on Friday because they have the...
Okay, perfect. This is what I want to do. I'd like us all to purchase a ticket to go to his event on Friday, December 15th. I think it would be very awesome and gracious and a kind gesture. What happened?
I get 10%.
You get 10% of the tickets?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I feel like this is a perfect opportunity.
Is it like Soma? Do I have to say your name?
Yes.
It's just the link in my bio on my Instagram.
Got it.
The one right next to OnlyFans.
Got it.
There's only one link.
It's all the same.
It's in there.
He's like selling on OnlyFans.
I like when all the fucking, what are the, and the link you're looking for is in my bio.
Link in bio.
But that's that, fucking geeky fool.
Yeah, that link will send you to buy the tickets and those tickets.
How much are tickets?
The cheapest one right now is $100.
Oh, I don't want to pay $100 for an event.
And then, yeah, they're not even going to give you food or drinks for free.
And then I think.
Are comedians going to be there?
No.
Oh.
There's just going to be like 10 fights that you're going to see fucking guys throwing down.
No, again. Bro. I'm there to see one fight.
I'm also see well, one I'm guy there to see throw one down. Fight.
Well, I'm probably going to be like at the rate that I see what they're pushing. Like I might be either the first main card fight.
Even better.
Or the main prelim fight.
Bro.
Just because they're hyping us up for being like a rematch and everything.
There it is, bro.
I'm like, all
right. Did you reach out to Pretty Boy Medina and ask him?
Yeah, he said his schedule doesn't.
Pretty Boy or Pretty Mexican?
Pretty
Mexican Medina. Yeah. Okay. I want him on the couch with you.
Yeah, he just says that his schedule doesn't align with what we do.
Angel, what days do you currently have available where you're not working at the airport?
What day is it? Let me see.
Any day. No, Friday. Between now and
yeah, oh, no, it's kind of mixed right now. So I have Wednesday, Thursday off.
So you can come in like at 2 p.m. that day.
When?
On Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Set that up. On a Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Bring your guy in at 2 p.m. We'll do a metiche miércoles.
That'd be sick.
We'll do a nice little shit talk conversation between you and... Man,
should we have like Gus or something here to like break him up if we have to?
I want
like,
Lozano wants to fight. He's sizing you up right now, dog. It's like he's just like, yeah, for you. Shit, if you were with me, you would be the main event fucking title contender.
That's like, right.
Oh, yes, se cruza la pierna para que no le salga el Winnie. Hey, we're gonna be there. Yeah. I'm gonna buy a ticket. You're gonna buy a ticket. We're all gonna buy tickets. I implore the social club, if you want, buy a ticket. But I think we should go support you, watch you do your thing. I want to be there when you win. I don't think you're gonna win until I go do your fights. So buy me a ticket and I'll go.
Or if you can't just Venmo Kiki $100 so he gets 100%.
That goes against what I'm doing. Hey, why aren't you drinking a seltzer? It's only 100 calories.
Why am I not drinking?
Two carbs of shit.
I'll be drinking alcohol when I'm in camp.
Why not?
Training mode.
You already feel down. I mean, fuck. Might as well drink some alcohol. You know, sprinkle a little alcohol. See what happens. Liquid courage.
There's a certain amount.
Hey, fool. People who drink sometimes, I see them get that liquid courage.
A little bit.
Sometimes it happens at the brewery.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I'm seeing that shit just happen.
Sometimes.
Get all puffy chest and like. I'm like, yeah. Simmer down. Go ahead.
But nah, man, because it's just calorie intake. Like for real, at this point, like I have to.
I love when you get serious about your health. Yeah, I love when you're
have
training.
To watch, I just have to watch how much calories I intake.
So and
how
many don't eat and have a seltzer.
Nah, man, I need to eat.
Yeah. Why do you? I'm bothered.
In it. Isn't that eating?
Okay, so it's no surprise or no secret rather that I bet money on him last time and he lost me money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun. I don't
because
like,
he wasn't drinking.
Yeah, I don't like losing money, especially to my top dogs. You know, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. We've moved on by that. What is it going to take for you to win? Like, I want you to win this one.
I mean, just focusing in. Like,
are you not focused?
No, I was focused in. It's just, I honestly attested to like the fact that it was my first like fight under like big lights like that. Like, I wasn't like nervous up there, but once it came into the fight, like when I got to the ground, my fucking mind just like shut off, and I forgot everything I fucking knew like on the floor.
What?
Yeah. Like it just I remember how to get up. Like I remembered how to get up. If you saw, like he took me down, we got up, I fucking we turned around, we're on the fence. But then like after that, when he would take me down, like I would try shit, but I forgot how to move like on the ground. It was just weird.
There's a lot going on, so it like just overstimulated you or something.
Because then like even then, like when he would take me down, there was times like, there's a point when one of the cameras was above me and somebody was like, "You were tired," and I was like, I saw the spot and I'm like, no. That's when he took me down and I just went, huh, fuck.
I saw you do the exhale and I was like, oh shit, there went my money. As soon as I saw him exhale, I was like, this fool's done. He's not, and we were right.
Yeah,
it pained me to see you.
I was frustrated.
Did you watch our episode when we were doing the
I went home right after.
I don't want to call it a fighter companion because that's what Joe Rogan calls it.
Mm-hmm.
El compañero del pleito. So did you see when we did that?
Yeah, because it was still up when I went back home.
How did that
and
feel?
And then I turned it on and watched it.
We were cheering you on, right?
Yeah, it felt good, man. Like it was cool because then I saw the videos of like the people at the brewery cheering on and everything. And
everybody
just,
loves you, fool. Yeah. You let a lot of people down that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hey, but we're going to rebound like a champion. We're going to rebound like a champion.
Oh, yeah, always.
December 15th.
Yes, sir.
December 15th. That is the day it all happens. We're going to buy tickets. The link is in his bio, and we're going to put the link in our bio on Emo Brown. And if not, at the very least, watch it at UFC Fight Pass. It's going to be available there. Check him out. All right, dude. Medina looks solid. Medina looks more solid than your last opponent. The last opponent was...
I don't know. The dude, the last guy
opponent didn't get much sunlight. That's why.
Nah, the last guy was he was more of a striker, but turned into a wrestler.
All right, I get it. You lost. You got to give a little bit of respect.
No, that was like his thing was a striker. Yeah, but he turned into a wrestler at that point. He's a kickboxer.
This
like,
guy's a kickboxer. Yeah. Okay.
So
all his, that good cut.
The last fights I've seen, like he likes to keep it standing. Hey, so and even with me, like when me and him fought in our amateurs, like
because this is a rematch.
Yeah, he just kept it.
Who won?
He did. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. It was right after my dad fought. My dad died.
Okay.
So it was one of those like.
Oh man.
Yeah, I wasn't really dealing well with it, and I just kept the fight going because I was like, fuck, I already signed up for it, bro. I'm like,
there's a lot of downers coming from Kiki today, fool.
Our boy needs a hug, dude.
Kiki's just feeding me fucking downers, fool. You know what I want to do? I'd like to set up a podium. I want to do like a question and answer session with both of them out in the warehouse, you know, and we're just filming it. I want it to be legit, bro. I want you guys to face off and just stand and kind of like, like pinche gallitos, dog. Like a
rooster. We're definitely going to need Lozano here, you know, to break him up.
Yeah, I need you here dressed up in a little tie, a little bow tie, you know, like a promoter. Barry, you can be Don King. Mike Bello. It's going to be a whole event. We'll do it in there, and then we'll sit you guys down, and we'll go over it respectfully. Amicably. Hmm? All right? I don't want you putting hands on each other, because you're going to ruin your bag. You're going to ruin your bag.
For sport, bro.
Nice. So do you know this guy prior?
No, I didn't know him prior.
Even after the amateur fight?
No, I've met his brother, because his brother's come to train at our gym before, but like, there's no
damn, blood. Damn, he's spine, fool.
No, this was like years ago.
Okay.
But like,
he knew what was coming.
But there's no bad blood between us, you know what I mean? Okay. This is just for sport, bro.
Bad blood. I like the Taylor Swift drop, dude. That was good. Good on you, fool. Good on you. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
We look forward to it. Set it up so Angel can get a permission slip from Bianca, or whatever he needs to do, so he can get a fucking Dr. Scholl's shoe that fit.
Yeah, do they have like accessible seating for this guy?
How about Doc Scholl's, bro?
You guys are front row. I'll be in the wheelchair.
They actually do. They have like they still had a couple seats, but like the raised area is accessible seating, and you can buy one ticket and you get one with it because it's, you know, you're supposed to.
There you go, bro.
For a handicap.
See there.
He's not. He can bring riders. His handler. Hey, I want to take this opportunity also to thank one of our fellow gym mates at the House of Boxing on Rio, el compa Adrián Torres el Ratón, bro. Quick work, light work this past Saturday at the Sheraton Four Seasons fight that he had. Are you a fan of Adrián Torres? He's fighting out of Tijuana. He's, I think he's 8-0 now.
Yeah, it feels good.
He's 8. He's fucking really good. And it's weird to see somebody like just doing their work like on the side, because it's weird that they train there where we go and act like we're doing something. He's actually putting in work, you know?
I just stare at the ground a lot.
So, yeah, he's actually putting in work and pa, pa, pa. Like when somebody hits normally, it sounds, okay. But when a professional hits a bag, bro,
that's scary. Snack.
Retumba. How do you say retumba in English? Resonates. Yeah. It just pounds, bro. And I've heard him punch. I was like, all right. And then you see this fool like without a shirt and in the ring. I was like, well, damn, fool, this guy is.
That's what we're aiming to be.
No, I'm not aiming to be that. You know, I've heard people try to talk shit, and I feel like it's very amateur. And then I step in and I talk shit. And I'm like, oh, it retumba cuando hablo mierda. It resonates when I shit. Talk shit. Kiki,
both are true.
Get to work, bro. I appreciate it. We're doing things a little different. I know you enjoy being all day, bro. You know, but look around. There's a lot of people waiting to come in here.
Chomping at the bit right now.
Thank you, Kiki. Yes, put the cameras on me and Barry. And that way you don't see this guy exit. Boom. What's up, Rolly? What's up? Look at that. The power of editing on the fly. Ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, we'd like to welcome, I think he's the voice of craft beer right now in San Diego.
In my book.
He's definitely the voice of the San Diego Padres / Ballast Point. This red-headed Mexican, El Canelito, has graced your TV many a time. Anytime there's any infomercials in regards to Ballast Point and the Padres, this guy is all on it. All right? He's your homie. He's my homie. He's everybody's homie. He's a social club member. I should have highlighted him, but I didn't, because he's going to highlight himself right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice, the face of all things Ballast Point, El Compa Yevry Lozano. Sit down, fool. This ain't a fight. Like, sit down so you can. I wanted you to have your headset on.
I bring gifts and there's nothing to pour the
This guy doesn't.
Oh, we got it.
We got you. Sit down. Right. Sit down. Okay, I get it. You think you're Andrew Dice Clay? Chill out. Just get on the couch. Put your headset. Put your headset on. Do you want a headset?
I want a headset.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Hook him up.
I sound really good in a headset. What's up? See? Cool. What up? And now you're going to need a mic. Did Monica take it?
I think you're sitting on it.
Monica took it.
No, it's on that left side. Yeah.
Very unprofessional. I could never have guessed that you have your own podcast.
Listen, dude.
There we go.
Most of the time, these mics are hanging like yours. Hey, why do you guys get the hanging mics?
Because we're cool. Sir, it's because Grasshopper. Why don't you guys have... Grasshopper sponsors us, mm-hmm. not the cancel couch. If Ballast Point wants to throw some shekels our way, you know, if Kings and Convicts wants to throw some, what's another form of currency? Yen our way, perhaps? Maybe we can, you know, decor. Some
doubloons.
Nicely done.
Pounds. Wait, what do they call it over there?
Lira. Lira.
Is that crypto? Yeah,
some lira. Some Skrilla?
Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Jasbera, the local cryptocurrency dealer.
Very nice. What's going on, fellas? Hey, enough with the currency.
What's going on with you?
Let's do this.
Let's do that.
If you can please commandeer some... Maker's Mark vessels.
Por favor. Dude, it's a Thanksgiving week, bro.
Give one to Rolly because he's over here looking at us like, I can't wait for Angel to leave. When Angel leaves, I'm going to show you what a true professional does behind
pour me a baby shot. I got to pass TSA.
You got to go to work, fool.
You got to pass TSA?
Yeah.
Hey, how's work going?
It's great, man. I can't wait.
Do they have a breathalyzer or what?
No, but they should with this guy. Walking in. Alphabet? I have to walk in through where everyone else walks in.
What's the test?
No test, just I have my badge and they go in there. I just don't have to take off my shoes, which is pretty sweet.
He just does it for fun.
Oh, okay, cool.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kiki. Look at that. Thank you, Kiki. He's a gift that keeps on giving all year long. Hey, did you inform your employer that you hurt yourself breaking in shoes?
No, because I ain't no bitch.
Oh, weird.
Workers' comp.
That whole story leading up to it tells me otherwise.
Imagine I tell him today, yo, I can't come in because of my foot.
This motherfucker said, imagine. You're going to tell them because they're going to ask you, why are you wearing sandals with a wrap around your ankle?
No, I will never. No, I just don't quit.
All right, cool.
Well, I saw you quit 3 times.
That was true. No, I don't know. I never want them to see like, oh man, he can't do this or whatever. Can you pour me a little baby?
Well, Jeff Lozano, how are you on all cameras? That was intense. Look at that. Whoa, whoa. And he's back. All right. Settle down.
Thank you, my dear. That's a little too much of me. Sorry.
I do have a cool shirt on.
What a great guest, man. Thank you, bro.
Perfect. Hey, make yourself at home, everybody. Enjoy a little bit of that Maker's Mark. Enjoy yourself.
Are we cheersing?
We're cheersing as soon as Lozano, bro. He just came in all hot and heavy today. Salucita.
Do we get a little toast? Do we get a toast from the man himself?
Salucita.
Hey, thanks for having me back on, guys. I'm happy to be here. New setup. It's my first time that I've been here without the table, so that's kind of cool.
To my cousin Melissa.
Oh.
To our friend Ruben. Cheers.
Sopas.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Lozano, you are no stranger to the cameras, the lights, and all of this.
And this show.
How have you been? What has transpired since you've last been on the episode? What is going on in your life?
Dude, I'm back in San Diego.
That are you,
finally.
Bro.
As of 2 weeks ago, I'm officially she almost cried.
Yeah?
She almost cried of happiness.
Yeah, that happens.
It was nice. She's Mexican. Back home.
Look. Mexicans, we cry for everything, fool.
Yeah, dude.
Everything. It doesn't matter, though. We're ready to
look at the picture behind you.
You know? There he is.
The saddest, and we're back. Same hood, so we're normal heights, but it does feel good, dude. My 2 hour commute to work is 20 minutes now, so that's kind of dope.
Calexico to San Diego is not 2 hours.
Miramar?
Bro.
To Miramar, dude?
Yeah.
To Miramar, it's like, I think straight shot, it's like 145 to San Diego, what they consider San Diego. And then what? You add an extra 20 minutes?
That's weird, dog.
If there's traffic.
Dude, coming back was a disaster for about a year and a half. I was out there for about a year.
A year and a half was going to be my question. How long were you out there?
Yeah.
Shit.
And then I don't know if anybody is taking that trip back to the valley. Like, there's a bottleneck. There's construction. There's just Miramar traffic. There's just a bunch of traffic. So it was rough, dude. It was gnarly. So I'm happy to be back, dude.
My favorite exit going to Calexico is that one where you go and you put your car in neutral. And the little hill draws you back.
Dude, people don't know about that spot.
No digas nada, pues.
Dude, they don't. You see random ass cars parked there all the time.
What's the exit? Scream it out, Santi. What's the exit?
No, I don't know what it is.
No, he doesn't. All right, cool.
You don't know what it is?
There's an exit.
But you know which one we're talking about, right?
So there's an exit coming back from Calexico on the 8. All right? You're not quite to Julian. And you're kind of, I don't know. You're in that
is
middle.
Is it like right before Hakumba?
No. You're in that area.
Hakumba.
And yep, we'll find it. And then fucking Angel will put the exit there. If you exit on that street, it's a little off-ramp. You go down the hill, okay?
Yeah.
But then you put your car in neutral when you're at the bottom of the hill. And I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know if Elon Musk, if that's where he works on shit, dude. But the gravitational pull, the lunar eclipse, it just, te jala, güey.
Yeah.
And you go in reverse. When my dad did that to us when we were little, when we were Ghosts. Bananas, bro.
I think it is an optical illusion.
Yeah.
Like, it looks
I'm really not moving. It's like Jamiroquai, fool. Mm-hmm.
But it's actually an angle.
It's like a Jamiroquai video. Is that where Jamiroquai shot his video?
It's like sometimes things are
Where's Ryder? Dudek.
Lenak. Beautiful disaster. That was not
virtual. Virtual insanity. Do you remember that video? That video was sick, dude.
That's why I sleep on Jamiroquai.
It was like a treadmill floor.
Yeah.
Remember? It was cutting edge. It was very groundbreaking at the time. Everybody
ground moving.
I do that shit at the gym now. I do that shit at the gym. Frankly, I think it's played out.
What?
You, what's up?
Nothing, dude. Other than
how's Ballast Point?
It's good. I mean,
whoa. Again, how's Ballast Point?
We're good, but the industry is rough.
Oh, tell us about that.
What do you mean? You can talk this through.
People don't believe me when I say it, dog.
Because you're not a beer guy. You're not a beer. You own a brewery.
Everyone's like, oh, dude, the brewery industry right now is
you own a seltzery.
It's like it's imploding. Yeah, right. No.
You're just trying to sell more beer.
Yeah. Tell us about the state of affairs currently in the San Diego craft beer market, because that's what we're familiar with.
Dude, do you think that I'm like the craft beer guy, like that I have my fingers on the pulse? I'm not Brandon Hernandez.
Handle.
It's rough. A lot of people. Dude, the economy sucks, dude.
Yeah.
The economy sucks. And at the end of the day, we're filled with people that are passionate beer makers, seltzer makers, and I think you can get lost in thinking that what you're producing is quote unquote a necessity. And I don't mean that to be like a knock on what we're producing. I love what we're doing. I love what all of us in the industry are doing. But when push comes to shove and you have to make a decision about where your buck is going, man, you start to invoke a hierarchy, right? Like there's like this, what is it? Maslow's hierarchy of needs or whatever.
You lost me.
That sounds like some college talk to
well,
me.
Well, what I mean,
smart guy from
abreast,
I'm back. Go ahead.
Okay. And I think that when you go out there, man, it's like I was talking about this. I think maybe we were talking about it on the show when
I don't remember
when, I think it was during COVID too. We had the same discussion when the economy sucks, people need to make a decision about whether they're going to buy food.
Yep.
And what they're going to buy after that, right? Mm. After they pay their bills, after they feed their family, what are you going to buy after that? And
OnlyFans.
And yeah, well, that's going to bring money. That's going to make the economy go around. But beer is not necessarily one of those things where you go like, Correct. Hey, this is such a necessity for me. And if it is, by the way, there's too much to go around. And so I guess that's the state of the matter or the state of the union right now in the industry. It's tough, dude. Why are they going to choose us? Why are they going to choose you guys? And not choose the other person.
Because you guys are awesome.
Well, that's actually a cool point. Because
but they weren't always awesome. Oh, we're not going to talk
excuse
about
me, please.
okay.
No, it's one of those things where, look, I'm going to sound like a broken record at this point, but I always say it's going to be this like distillation down to the people behind it, mm-hmm. right? Why do you want to support them, right? Like right now, you were just talking to Kike, you know, about supporting his fight. We are going to support because we like him.
That's our guy.
Right? Yep. That's our guy. He's the homie. And I think that that's what needs to exist in all industries that are kind of like back or based on commodity. I think that you don't need beer. So when you do go out and vote for something that you want to put your hard-earned buck into, it's about why.
It's a time to be smart.
Yeah.
It's a time to be smart on all facets. It's a time to be smart as a consumer, and it's a time to be smart as an operator, a business owner, somebody who's in the trenches every day trying to figure out how to turn a dime and a nickel, homie. How do we make ends meet? How do we do this? So that's what we're doing. We're small, so we don't really like overextend ourselves, you know. The Little Italy spot is a move in the direction.
Yeah,
you know, it's on the way up. The trajectory is definitely pointing up.
Dude.
It's hidden for us. Like we're
it's hidden for me too.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right down the street,
literally.
Like real talk. It's been a lot better now that people are slowly gravitating and understanding what it is. But it was something we needed to plant our flag in. You know, I feel like it was definitely a move we needed to make at that time, at that moment. Is we turned into a big fish in a small pond in Chula Vista,
right. You
know, and we needed to remove ourselves from that equation. And push ourselves, and that's where we are now.
Was that like availability, or did you guys have your eyes set on Little Italy?
I've been looking to expand the brand no less than 2 years, and I went through, six spots, and we were thorough, we were diligent. Got to be smart, dog.
What was the runner-up? What hood was the runner up?
There was a couple of runner ups. IB right next to Pizza Port. Right next to Pizza Port.
That would have been cool.
We were in. We were good. We were like letters of intent. We had things. We had financing, and our architects and our contractors came out, and we were looking at it, and we were there. And then they hit us with the city. Hit us with this. Well, you need a kitchen. We're like, what the fuck? We need a kitchen for?
Why?
Like, yeah. Apparently, the city of Imperial Beach. That was one of their prerequisites in order to open up a establishment that.
Did they not know you guys offer hot Cheetos?
Con limon. But they didn't care,
dude. No, that's okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So they needed a form of revenue that was derived from not 100% alcohol based sales. So as soon as that happened, that kind of took us out of the running. We went to city council and we spoke to them. They sat down. They were very nice. It was a great move if we were there. It would have been awesome. I think it would have been more impactful on a timeline than moving to Little Italy. It would have been a quick turnaround. We would have hit it running, you know? So that one fell apart and we're like, okay, on to the next. We looked in Barrio Logan. We looked in Paradise Hills. We looked in Bonita. We looked everywhere, bro. We looked everywhere. We looked at Gaslamp right across the street from Petco Park. And we were there, letter of intent, things signed, ready to go. And then there was another company that had their license under the same roof, and you can't do that. ABC looked down upon two licenses under the same building of operation, we couldn't do that. So then I said, you know what? Fuck, I'm not really trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Si pasa, pasa. Y si no, pues no va a pasar.
Yeah, well, look, dude, you guys landed on a sweet spot. I think Little Italy is...
It landed on us.
Well, apparently. You were number one. You were all right, I guess we'll just post up here.
I really wanted to stay somewhere in the South Side, South Bay area. Because, I mean, that's kind of...
Well, is it because of, like, thinking about your brand, like, the brand resonance? Like, your core group of followers that are going to go...
People know us here.
Right.
You know, people know us here. People don't know us outside of the South Bay. I feel like from Barrio Logan North, who? Huh? You know, it's not a recognizable brand. And that's fine. Because that's how we operate. You know, but I feel like, you know, Ballast Point, I saw a lot of things in what Ballast Point did that I really wanted to replicate as a business owner. Selling for $1 billion was one of them.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a tall order. But what's another thing that you're like, all right,
it was attainable. You guys are huge, but you feel very local. And you know how I am. I'm quick to shit on you if I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
But I've always been a big follower, supporter of Ballast Point. Except when they try to take water in Caleca. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that. The whole water.
Mexicali. And Mexicali. That wasn't us, guys.
No, it wasn't you? Who was it?
That was Constellation. So I guess it depends on if you identify.
Guilty by association.
So like, well, dude, that's interesting, man. Because I've shared this story before. They were like.
Nobody watched back then. People are watching now.
They were throwing rocks at our tasting rooms for what Constellation was doing on the, you know, like in a completely different country. You know, we were affiliated by association. And I guess, all right, cool, fair enough. Like, that's enough to get you thrown into that mix, right? Like, okay, you are part of the same company, so therefore you guys are about the same things and you guys share the same morals and all that stuff. It's not true. It's impossible to have a conglomerate company that was essentially a portfolio of brands and have this idea that they all share the same ideals. It wasn't. And by the way, I don't know the ins and outs of that water crisis that was happening in Mexicali, because that's where it was actually happening. And Constellation was moving a new brewery into Mexicali, and there was an uproar. Local farmers, I think water was getting shunted away from them. And,
shunted. Go ahead. Tell me more about this word shunted.
Or I don't know. What do you want? A better word? It was being.
I don't think there is a better word. That's a great word.
I just wanted to know what it means. That was impressive.
And I think what the misconception was that that there was a lot of big conglomerate money just forcefully taking the water. And I guess maybe if you read the fine print that's what was happening, but I don't know. But I talked to both sides. I talked to three sides, really. The Constellation side, the uproar from the farmers and the ag sector, and then the people in between. And funny enough, a lot of the breweries in Mexicali, because I don't know if people know this, but Mexicali is like legit right now with their craft beer scene. They're
best
probably
brewery in Mexicali right now is
in Mexicali. I don't know what the best one is, but favorite like one. Fauna's pretty good.
Fauna's
good. I know Icono is coming up, and quite honestly, I haven't had a lot of the different breweries' beers, but those two in particular, I hear a lot of rumblings about. But anyways, I'm at a Mexicali Beer Festival, and I'm like not wearing BP gear at all. Like,
cause you're scared.
Well, I'm scared, bro.
You're not like, about right, that live,
I'm
homie.
About to get,
you're
I'm gonna get paraded live. Through the, yeah. through the town. And
boo, I was like, shame. They're throwing then, sand at you cause water is at a premium.
Yeah. Bro. And then I'm just like, and then, so I'm there, I'm not wearing any gear, but I do meet a couple of friends in the industry and I'm like, hey dude, I'm from, you know, they know where I'm from. And I go like, hey dude, so what's up, dude? Like, are we welcome here? It's like, what's the deal with here? And he's like, nah, dude, Constellation's right over there. And then I look and there's like two guys wearing like Constellation gear. Mm. And I'm like, they're still here, huh? Yeah.
Hey, they're
like, check this out.
They were banging their hood hard. Dude, you were. Man, look, hey, a little controversy came when you were, oh, no, ponme una tri punk, por favor.
There was a lot. There was a lot. But.
And in essence, that's what you do. Your job at Ballast Point, because I always hear people ask, well, what does Jeff do? Jeff is that guy. Jeff is that guy. He's like a frontline marketing, frontline PR kind of guy. And if there ever is an interview, if there's ever anything being promoted or marketed, your face and your voice is there.
I think it's kind of douchey to say
you are the man.
To say like brand ambassador, but I've kind of looked for another way of identifying it, like this weird liaison between the marketing team and the sales team, and
it all gets shunted your
whoever
way.
Whoever shunted. So when I'm out there, you know, just abreast, I have to answer the hard hitting questions. And no, I think that that's a perfect way to describe it at this point. I just go out there and try to tell the stories and kind of gives everybody an idea of who we are as a brand and what we are as a culture, or what we want to become as a culture and what we've been up to. So for all intents and purposes, it's brand ambassador.
There you go.
But it,
are you,
I don't know.
True or false?
Yeah.
Highest ranking Mexican at Ballast Point?
It's me and a couple
there
of guys.
There it is. All right, he is.
Me and a
cheers
couple
to
guys.
Him, bro.
It's
here.
Me and a couple of guys.
The highest ranking Mexican at Ballast Point. Good on you, bro.
Trying to bring cheers to you and your bucket. Success,
I'm
too,
trying to
bro.
Highlight us all, baby. I'm trying to highlight us all, dude.
Crabs nothing in a bucket mentality, bro. Come on. Barry.
I like my job, though.
I haven't heard about you in a little bit. Tell me a little bit about your weekend, brother.
I put myself through the ringer. I'm a little rough right now. It was,
that's what happened? What'd you do?
We went out on Saturday. Wifey and I went out with
Torres. It's Monday.
Is the image on your shirt wearing a flannel with its sleeves rolled up the same way you are?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
I almost wore a red flannel.
Wow. But that's like Inception. Yeah. That's like a grunge Inception.
Bro, that's fashion.
What do you want from me? I mean, I'm we can't
all
be great.
Did you get this at the yard sale that we were posting this weekend?
This is from Michigan, baby.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, we had a yard sale on Saturday. That was fun. Ooh. And then, I went straight from there to the streets.
What'd you do there?
Dude, we hit up Three Punks.
Yes, you did.
And then we hit up La Bella's.
Yeah, hey.
And then it's responsible. I went home.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
It is La Bella's day.
It is.
I already told wife, I said Monday after we're done with everything that we record, we do go to La Bella's and we
it's
have
a little
some
treat. A little,
we have some wings because everything else right there, frankly, my friend, gives me the chips. So I do enjoy having the wings.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
There was that. And then, I went home, passed out, stayed with Pete. I'm not going to name names, but two other individuals who I was with went back out. They partied hard.
Really?
And then Sunday, I had
your wife and Caesar. I saw that. Oh, but when they tag it's the I feel like the story on Instagram is green. Mm-hmm. So that's not for everyone.
No, that's
delete that, please.
Special friends only.
Delete that, please. Yeah. It was not for everybody.
There may have been a Chula Vista tour that they had. I don't know. I was
hey, you motherfuckers love going to Mi Barra, huh?
Yes.
That's a
That's the name of the place.
That's a place.
That's the name of the place. All right.
Se llama Mi Barra.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You might recognize it of the very low ceilings. The ceilings are relatively low.
Are they uncomfortably low?
Oh, yeah.
For Mexicans? For Mexicans, that's a
problem. Well, let's be real. At 5'11", I am pretty much an NBA
giant
player.
Yeah.
The Mexican starting center for the Tijuana Tiki-Takis. That would be me. At 5'11", dog.
5'11".
Wait, so you bailed early. You're responsible, but you're still hurting. Explain.
So Sunday, we did the members-only happy hour social club.
That was fun.
What are we calling it?
That was fun.
That was good. Mm-hmm. And then, I just hung around a little bit later than I should have.
Okay.
I woke up a little sleepy tired and beat, and my lips are chapped, and I feel fat.
Wow.
Jesus. Hey, going through it all today.
Tell
hey,
me
there
just,
we are.
Look at.
All right, let's lighten this up.
All right, wait, let me see. Oh, no, what is he doing? There we are. Okay.
What am I still doing here, Faith?
Can you guess the two people that
really
weren't there?
Two people weren't really there. I'm one of them.
Yeah, I could tell. No. Yeah, you were not there. Look That's at those eyes. They're
not
glossy.
In that photo. Not
you
glossy.
Did him and me in there?
Yeah. I was, ooh, like, I was there.
They're glossy.
I was there. I wasn't there for the photo. I wasn't there for the photo. All in all, wow. Great time. We're going to keep doing those things. They're fun, bro. I want you at these places. I want you to host one at Bellas Point.
Like a blast.
I want you to host one at Bellas Point.
Ooh. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Fucking all roll through.
Can you do $3 beers?
Why don't we do it at Little Italy?
Go ahead.
And then at our Little Italy spot and then just tag team you guys back in or vice versa.
Because parking is plentiful in Little Italy. It's awesome. Let's do it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit, homie.
Or we can take public transit and be responsible.
You got it. Look, dude, you know what you signed up for. Let's just, you got to bring people in somehow.
Hey, we're all hustling right now, fool. Everybody's work.
A lot of work, baby.
Everybody's working. We're over here doing garage sales. I'm over here fucking working 6 days a week at Pinchy UPS and everything else. You're over here no longer driving an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But what does an average day consist of for Jeff Lozano at Ballast Point / Kings of Convict? Respetos.
Kings and Convict?
What did I say?
You said Kings of Convict, which is kind of cool.
I mean, trademark.
Very Kings of Queensy. What is it? The King of Queensy?
King of Queens? Because frankly, I look
show. I like that show.
I look at your Instagram stories and you don't do shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's supposed to look like, you know, on the forefront. You know, a music festival, have you ever been when they're setting them up and the chaos that ensues? Look, I came in here and this was a shit show. Man. And everybody's like, oh, look at Steve-O. They just sit down and they just drink Maker's Mark and they just turn on the mics. I came in here to a complete, just nonsensical, just chaos.
Go ahead, tell everybody how awesome we are.
I'm just kidding.
This is the only day I drink, to be frank with you, bro. This is pretty much it.
I thought Steve.
That was a Monday, that picture that I saw that you were all glossy.
I mean, yesterday was celebration of life.
Okay. He didn't drink, actually.
He kept saying,
I got to go to work. I got to go to work.
Yeah. I had like 1 8-ounce pour, and that was it. And at my cousin's, a celebration of life, I smoked a pre-roll Emo Brown brought to you by the wonderful people at Grasshopper. I wanted to say Grand Flamingos because Paul over here looking at me. At Grasshopper. Hey, you should look into that, Paul. You should look into making your own pre-roll.
That'd be dope.
Know? I'm just saying. With like paint flakes.
Paint
fucking residue.
Hey, campeón. Now the party is showing up, dude. All right. Everybody's coming
in. I don't know if I promised him to be on the podcast.
You might have.
Everybody here in the studio audience is going to get 15 minutes on the podcast today.
Look under your chair. There's a mic. Time,
bro. Dude, there was like a bum in front. I woke him up. He's like, Am I on?
Whoa. We don't call him bums, dog.
His name is Ed.
All right. He is unhoused.
Yo, I was not even talking about Ed.
His name is Ed. And you know what he does?
Disrespectful, dude.
He keeps watch on the premise. Everyone around us has had incidents happen. Hmm. Not ours. He says, don't worry, guys.
I don't know, man.
I hold it down. And fucking Caesar and I
don't know.
I think Caesar and I and BJ are the ones that I hear most. Like, I'm here like 3 or 4 times a week.
That's right.
And my kids even know Ed. It's like, daddy, he's homeless. I'm like, Miko, he's unhoused. And he's like, why does he have a Nintendo Switch? I said, bitch, I don't know.
Ed like, had a pre-roll.
I don't know why Ed has a Nintendo Switch, but Ed has a Nintendo Switch.
I
want to
know how he got our Wi-Fi.
It's fucking you guys unprotected, have fool. Which then I connected that dot. I was like, well, no wonder Ed is here, fool. We're the only idiots in the whole business complex that doesn't protect with security Wi-Fi shit, dude. So he's always happy.
We need
happy.
VPN for sure.
Yeah, you gotta get VPN, dude. Express VPN.
We give him cash. We give him water. We've given food. We take care of our guy. Our guy Ed is well from
is
us.
Is it pretty peligroso around here, Doug?
It gets a little peligroso. It gets a little nasty. We are in the deep south of San Diego, Chula Vista, a stone's throw away from the border, bro. A stone's throw away. But you know what? He holds it down. He holds it down
other
for us.
Other places around here get broken into or what?
The brewery across the street got broken into. They stole all the equipment and others shut down.
Is that brewery still a brewery?
They were never open when we were here. It was weird. Right, but hey, cool. This is home. And that is our guest. So please refrain from calling him a bum. His name is Ed.
First off, I wasn't talking about Ed. whenever I'm talking about Ed, I say Ed.
Yeah.
So,
man.
Geez, Samsung, how dare you assume that we were talking about
Samsung it? Samsung says homeless people are called Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
I don't think that's a thing.
I haven't. I mean,
he is a Charger fan, so honestly, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I don't think so.
I feel like it's a little bit worse.
Yeah, right?
Because you're assuming that they're in a bad attitude.
You're calling
them
trash.
Bad attitude.
Barry.
Ah.
You're literally calling him trash.
Get into the Snoop Dogg stuff.
Please. Yeah, have you guys heard Snoop Dogg quit smoking?
That's what the word is.
Well, I think it's about the wording, right?
Go ahead.
He put out a statement that broke the internet, quite frankly.
We're talking about it.
And yeah, I mean, if made it here, it's got to be big news. But yeah, he put out a statement on Instagram and
Do we call it X or do we call it Twitter here?
We call it X.
Twitter.
X.
Oh, okay. Formerly known as Twitter.
But it's X.
Ooh, how serious he looks, dude.
Hey, wait, time out.
That's AI.
That's today, right?
This is November 20th at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay. Oh, we don't want to watch that one.
For sure he quit.
We don't want to watch that.
That is AI. No.
That's the one we want to watch. Not him. After.
Well, we're watching it now.
The first one we're watching is his statement that he put on Instagram that says,
oh, I see it.
No after, go ahead, put it on there. He put this up like on Friday or like Thursday or late in the week.
Respect my wishes, respect my privacy, but I've given up smoke.
Yeah.
Real talk, okay, y'all. Right? Real talk. When I saw that post, I was like, this is fishy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg ain't gonna quit smoking.
But
well, even if he did.
He said, respect my privacy in this time of whatever. I've spoken to my family, and we feel that it's best that I go smokeless. The words were, I go smokeless. The internet lost their shit. And then I even think my mom reached out to me, vas a parar de fumar? And I was like, el pinche Snoop ya no va a fumar. And I was like, shit, I'm not a follower mother. You know, I'm a leader.
Yeah.
Well, we were all bamboozled. Go ahead, since you were never able to find the previous one, go ahead and play the link with a little bit of volumen so we hear exactly what he's going through.
Some of the comments on that fucking I give up smoke post were hilarious, because both sides of the spectrum, it's all the people like, we support you, you're gonna do great.
I think clarity is gonna really set things up for you.
It's like,
you got a lot of positive affirmations. But then you get
the other people like, fuck you, Snoop. Like,
nobody likes a quitter.
How wild that you become that much of an ambassador for smoking weed.
If you think Snoop,
it's kind like of nobody, goal, right? You know? Nobody's even on his tier.
I think Martha Stewart because of Snoop, and then I think Smokey. And then he removed it.
Cypress Hill, though, they're like as a collective, but specifically, right? So there's like a Mount Rushmore of pot smoking.
Go ahead, who's on there?
Well, I didn't even know Martha Stewart was on there. I don't know.
She's
gangster. Yeah.
Who's your go-to pothead on the Mount Rushmore?
Be real, for sure.
Okay, be real. Mine is my Theo Agustin, because that motherfucker's been smoking since I was little.
And he ain't never quit.
Hey, he ain't fucking to this day, homie. He's like,
probably doing it right now.
He's like in his late 70s. And Mijo, side story. Factual fucking story. When I was little, I was like fucking 3 or 4 or 5, under 6. And I had a high fever. We lived in San Isidro, Pinche Villanueva. And my mom and dad were working. My fever like peaked like 104 or some shit, dog. I died.
Nice. Those are good numbers.
I fucking died.
That's a great
I went into convulsions. I went into convulsions.
Yeah.
And they threw me in the tub with I was dead, homie. I've seen the light, bro. Mm-hmm. And I came back because I said, no, I got many people to piss off, you know? So I came back, but I only came back because apparently my tío Agustín gave me mouth to mouth, gave me CPR, homie. And the word on the street is that he was on a sick one. He was like super high, like ripping bowls. And then he like blew, shotgunned me in the mouth, gave me CPR. And my dad said, mira, por eso estás como estás, por eso estás bien mafufo. And I was like, no, dad, I died, dog. I feel like there was more emotion and I feel like it was anticlimactic. Like, did you hear me? I died.
You died.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I know. I just kind of glossed over that.
Mateo Agustin would be on the Mount Rushmore of potheads for me.
I like that.
What about you?
Definitely Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop, Willie Nelson.
You get one. Fool. Why are you always trying to take Willie more than
Mount Rushmore? Is
Willie Nelson.
Fucking Angel still has to say
Willie
is,
Nelson. That's another one.
Go ahead, Angel.
He really gave up.
Oh, God. Angel, can I put, instead of my Theo Agustín, can I put Angel as the biggest pothead? I don't know how TSA hired you, fool.
I don't smoke weed that much anymore. Neither. Which is crazy also because my job, they don't do drug tests.
Not yet, bitch. Wait, they will.
We smoke.
Oh, no. We lost the real producer.
No, he's gone.
Uh-oh. Where are you going? We're gone.
We smoke in the bathroom where I work. Because there's
we
no
smoke.
Wow.
What are you?
Hey. Wow. Well, all right.
I already passed my background check, but like they
what is it they find out about your junior former high?
There are no smoke detectors. Yeah. Oh, man. I've gone to the restroom.
You know what, bro? You should go smokeless.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. You should go smokeless. So you don't have to do it in the bathroom. You can do it wherever you want.
Al fin, it was all a hoax.
Snoop Dogg
didn't quit smoking. He now promotes something called smokeless, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what he's promoting here. And he giggles throughout the hallway. Damn, wearing his death row jacket, fool.
He looks good.
Can I pull off a death row jacket?
Look? No, you cannot. Not after watching this.
Those things are expensive.
So not after watching just this. By looking at that, he's promoting a product. Look at this motherfucker.
I thought it was going to be like a vape something or whatever.
Makes marshmallows on barbecue. Look at his face. He knows what he did. He trolled everybody, homie. He looks high as fuck. Look at my Theo.
He is higher than shit.
Look at him. much, you know, yeah. I was smokeless.
Yeah, so Willie Nelson actually quit smoking.
Why?
Health reasons.
Go ahead.
But
wait a minute,
like,
wait,
he's not going to smoke weed anymore. Like, Willie Nelson is Mr. Weed. He takes edibles. Like, that's the move. Everybody's like,
I don't
like,
know. Oh. Pop brought this dude back to life. I don't think anybody should be quitting for health reasons.
I think
Pop has
been keeping Willie Nelson alive, honestly.
Yeah. I've seen people self-destruct after they leave their crutches from their vices when they're done being dependent on things. Pay attention, Ryder. You recently stopped drinking.
Oh, I didn't know that, dude.
Shout out, Ryder.
Okay. He's County Ryder. I've seen people deteriorate when they leave their addictions, you know? And it could be an addiction to...
No, alcohol.
It leaves alcohol, to substance abuse, to food, to, I don't know, whatever vice you have. Some people become very codependent on it, and it's very hard for them to live without it.
Sometimes it's deadly. Like, alcohol is deadly. Yeah. Like, legitimate.
Cold turkey quit alcohol. Yeah. Like, that kind of
how many times a week do you drink?
Every day.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You said it so confidently.
I don't mind it.
Is it beers or is
beers.
It like... Okay.
Beers.
Really?
I probably have at least 2 beers a day.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not minimum.
The Nate Dogg of beer.
Minimum.
It's not good. Beer every day. 2 beers a day?
You're chilling.
Yeah.
If you have a productive
day. Doesn't matter that they're 32 ounce.
I don't really
How many times a week do you smoke weed?
And I don't smoke weed.
Ever?
Edibles, sometimes for bed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like just to get me to sleep.
We call those bedibles.
Bedibles.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
I was going to say, who calls them that?
Restables.
First.
But yeah, I drink about 2 beers a day.
That's a lot.
And I guess, maybe, kind of depends, right? But to me, it's just
Lay down on the couch and talk to me about that.
You got the notepad?
Oh, yeah, it's not a big deal for me, man. It's not, I don't. I don't think it's, let's call it like a social, what would you call it, dude? Something that's not socially acceptable. Maybe right now. Right now, it seems like the industry is moving into a trend of weaning off the booze, which is fine.
I feel like seltzer is really popular right now.
I mean, if I were to say that I drank 2 seltzers a day, yeah, I feel like I'd have a problem.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah, he'd be out of seltzers. That's his problem.
Exactly.
Mondays are my big drink day.
Yeah.
This is my big
day
of
early.
Vices.
That's the problem.
I gamble. I finish off the week gambling on Monday. I drink.
Yeah.
Like, I'll drink, like, whatever.
You want to lie down on this couch?
I'm lying down now. Like, I feel like I drink my beers or seltzers on Monday. You brought a bottle of Maker's Mark.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving week.
It is. And we'll get to the list.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, it's a little Friendsgiving.
I know we promised people that they're going to be on the podcast. Everybody here today is going to get an episode in.
Ooh,
all right?
People are waiting.
Angel's going to go to work. Except you, Ryder. Sorry. Angel's going to go to work, and then we're going to get fucking Chiba on here. Antonio, we're going to get fucking Dragon Floor.
We're going to line them up.
Everyone, okay? We're going to do different fucking podcasts. It's going to happen, and we're going to get through all of it.
You said.
I'm telling you.
Bro. All right.
You seem excited.
I've never done four podcasts in one day. I've never done 4 podcasts in one day. I'm going to do that shit today.
Fuck yeah. I got another hour.
Okay, well, all right.
All right.
You're coming in a little hot. You know what else came in a little hot?
Talk to me.
This weekend, a brand named Stanley Cups.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady had her car just blow up, caught fire, and it disintegrated into ashes all the way down, dude. Just to like nothing. Se quemó todo el güey, a la verga.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there was one cup in the little center console standing so proudly. Unbothered, unhinged. Take a gander at this. Look at that cup, dog.
It's a great
now,
cup.
I don't want to be the
good
shut
cup.
Up and watch Barry.
I don't
wanna, okay,
I just
want
be the contrarian.
Bro. Look at this.
It's a good
TikTok.
Straw.
Look at that.
Look at the quality of that
nothing
straw.
Nothing happened. How do we know this lady's background?
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's
not for this cup company because there's plastic on that cup. There is plastic on that cup.
Then this dude comes in. Barry Steele comes on and says, hey, I own Stanley Cups. And you know what?
I light them all on fire.
I'm very impressed with this young lady whose car suffered unhelpful toxic fumes.
I'd like to help her out and buy
her
a new cup.
I'm going to give her a lifetime supply of Stanley Cups. And we're going to replace her car.
It seems fishy.
Dang. They had me until he
said. You know how people are going to light their car on fire now?
They had me until they said this. This is probably the only time we'll ever do this.
Probably.
But we're going to refund. We're going to get her a new car and she's going to always have Stanley Cups.
Good I want to know their marketing budget, dude, because
it's big.
Well, I'm sure it is.
And by the way,
I'm sure it covers a Kia car being on
or
fire.
Was what, no, if no, no, they, no. What if they were at an insurance adjuster spot and say, hey, I need a freshly baked car. Okay. I need something that just blew up. Not a problem.
Oh,
come on through. Bring a Stanley Cup. You know how you fucking sear your steak see, on top of the grill?
He had
they
said,
give me one of those, and then bum, 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 bum. And then they say, take a video. And she's like, oh my God.
I would have been more impressed if she drank out of
she
it.
She sounded super positive for just losing her car.
Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way.
He was way too ready for that video to be like, my eyes.
Yeah.
Like a nice smoky flavor.
The fact, wait, real quick. The fact he said that he wasn't going to do it, that he was going to, that was going to be the last time that they offer that.
Yes.
Okay, let's say that it actually did go down the way that the video portrayed it.
Yeah.
That's what you say. Because everyone's going to go out there and light their car on fire.
I'm about to light my Jeep on fire right
now. Yeah.
Buy me a Stanley Cup.
Maybe not a Jeep. Probably like a Kia, maybe. Like a Sorento, maybe.
It's not a nice Jeep.
Dude, Kias get stolen a lot.
Yeah.
Because they're reliable.
Yeah, because they're very, they're reliable and they're easy to break into. It's like Honda Civics. Whoa, great car.
Tell me more, fucking great Prince car. Of Galaxy. Great car. Oh, fuck.
But this thing lights fire. And then obviously he has going to go out and say, hey, you can't say that you're just going to do it because everyone's going to be under the impression that you're just going to
do it. So do we believe that this is real?
No, it's not real.
Not real? Not real? Not real?
I call BS.
Yeah.
I think Snoop Dogg might be behind this. That car didn't go smoke.
What you need to do is entertain yourselves.
It's great.
Go down the comments in that fucking little video. And then, you know what? The comments ruin everything. Everybody's like, I'm buying some lighter fluid. Bro, everything. They're like, I want to see who's in charge of marketing because this is brilliant. Yep. And then you have other people. Oh my God, I'm always going to support Stanley. I'm only going to buy Stanley Cups. Everyone's getting Stanley Cups for Christmas. So it's like, whatever they did, whatever the plan was, it worked.
We should do it for the Emo Brown mugs.
I'm going to get a Stanley Cup.
That we're coming out.
I'm going to get a Stanley Cup.
It's just marketing.
No, make it the Emo Brown mugs that we're coming out with. No, don't burn your
car. We're going to light your car on fire.
Hey, Berkshire, take it easy. We're not fucking spending all this money. What's wrong with you?
I think Yeti threw a cooler off a skyscraper and you're like, oh, wow, to test the integrity of the cooler.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay,
nobody
cool.
Nobody talks about the victims.
But nobody talks about how nobody gives a shit that
people
you just
at the bottom of that skyscraper, you know?
It's like, nobody gives a shit. I'm not dropping my cooler. It's like the integrity of the cooler you're paying for, the only cooler you'll ever need, the only Stanley Cup you'll ever need. Yeah. You can survive a forest fire, like whatever. It's marketing.
You guys should drop kegs off of a building. See
take
what
it easy. Things are at a premium right now. All right, well, fuck, what's wrong
that's
with
what
you?
I'm saying, like, get that attention.
Hey, by the way, all of that said, I do think it's kind of cool that if it can withstand, maybe not the plastic little top or the straw, but if the actual cup can withstand something like that. And
which leads me to my next idea. Like the black box in a plane, why not make the whole fucking plane out of the black box? Like this little cup that they had, why not make the whole car out of a Stanley Cup material? That way no one burns.
I think it has everything to do with weight and probably how you manufacture.
I don't know, that Tesla truck looks heavy as
it's all stainless steel.
Bulletproof.
See?
Aeroproof, bulletproof.
Look, just in case I'm on the set of fucking, what's that movie with the fucking... The blue things and Avatar. Just like
the blue things.
Dude, it's all about manufacturing.
It's been a long day. Hey, you know what?
They're called the Navi. Okay.
The Navi. Let's.
Whoa, dude.
It's Thanksgiving week.
Whoa, bro.
It's Thanksgiving week. Let's wrap up this show.
Yeah.
You know, with Thanksgiving plans and with what we are thankful for.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Jeff Lozano. Yes, go ahead, brother.
Dude. My family takes Thanksgiving particularly seriously, dude. I think, honestly, as I've gotten older, kids in the mix, wifey, I think that Thanksgiving is more important to me or more meaningful to me than even Christmas at this point. I grew up thinking Christmas was the holiday. That is the holiday. But the more you think about it, there's like an inclination for wanting and expecting on Christmas. And we kind of like glaze over Thanksgiving, dude.
Well, it's between Halloween and Christmas.
And then, you know, everybody starts bringing out their Christmas decorations and all the stores and stuff like that. And they totally, besides Home Goods, they totally don't give Thanksgiving. It's like fair shake. But the whole premise, it's in the name. It's like, you know, you want to be thankful to actually have this sense of giving. And I don't know, man. I think that that's pretty impactful, and I think that's a little bit more important than even some of the holidays that are on the outskirts of it. But
well said.
This time, this year, you know, we're all getting together. You got two families that I have two families that I need to split it between. So we got to develop a cadence. Like this year, it's this family, and this year is this.
Is that new to you? I mean, how long have you been married?
Yeah, no, it's not new. But okay, I'm just saying that, like, for in this holiday in particular, because Christmas, for all intents and purposes, kind of gets two. You got Christmas Eve. And then you got Christmas Day, and you can kind of play, you know, you can go kind of back and forth. But Thanksgiving, there's no Thanksgiving Eve unless you create it, right? But so we're going to be with my in-laws. So we're going to go with my wife's parents.
You get along with your in-laws? Yeah. Look at you. You're the guy.
Do they get down on the turkey? They're like,
they get down on the turkey, dude. Yeah. Nice. And then, but it's kind of like potlucky, right? So it's it's a bigger family.
Hey, wait. ¿Tragas un chingo ese día, no?
A lot, dude.
Yeah, baby.
But my go-to, I've always been mashed potatoes and stuffing, dude.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes and stuffing, dude. All right. The turkey, it's great. You need one. You want it.
So do you guys have common practice where you go down the list of people and say, this, what do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so I'm not going to be with you guys for Thanksgiving, so I might as well do that right now.
Hell yeah.
What I'm thankful for of this year, just being with my family back in Calexico for about a year and a half, getting my kids to develop a great bond with my mom.
Nice.
I'm thankful for that opportunity. I've bitched and moaned about the commute. I've bitched and moaned about, you know, being so far from friends and some of the local watering holes and how difficult it was kind of to maintain that work-life balance. But overall, I'm super grateful that my mom was able to develop a relationship with my daughter and my son and vice versa. So, you know, at the end of the day, when all is said and done and they grow up, I can always say, hey, look, you know, you guys got really close to grandma because we went down there. So I'm grateful that I was even able to do that, I guess.
Very nicely said.
Thanks, dude.
Barry.
Well, this year we're going camping for Thanksgiving.
Shit.
So we're going to be in the wild. There will be some wild turkey for sure. But we're doing a little non-traditional this time because instead of going and cooking everything at camping, we're going to do an early Thanksgiving. We're going to do it like the day before we leave for camping and just bring the leftovers and do like turkey sandwiches and shit. But we're definitely going to, I'm going to make everybody go around the campfire and say what they're thankful for. And I don't know.
Your family is young still. Like young Pete is 3 years old.
Yep.
So these are traditions that you are instilling in him still.
Correct.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and it was a big thing for me growing up because my family always went camping with like all their friends and stuff. You know, we didn't like a real like real blood time. Family was not in the cards for me. It was, there was four of us. It was me, my mom, my dad, my sister.
You guys don't hang out
very often. We had grandparents, but they went around very long. And then, you know, we got like cousins and stuff like in the Midwest, but like I never see them. I don't, I'm closer to you guys.
So, Mayo activities.
Yeah. So I don't know, Kathy became the thing. And I was like, I want to do that again this year. Cause we switch off too. You go to her family 1 year, do us 1 year, but my parents moved. So I was like, fuck it, let's go camping.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
So when we go around the campfire this year, I'm definitely going to be thankful for just the fact that we made it through the year. It's been a fucking crazy year.
Yes, it has.
And, I don't know if we're honestly speaking, I think I'm the most thankful that Pete is finally fucking potty trained.
Nice. Yeah.
He is shitting
go
in the toilet.
Pete.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're raising your hands. Myself. I think your wife had all to do with that, not you, fool.
It was a team effort.
Yeah.
It was a team effort for sure.
Good shit.
But we committed. We committed hard because she was the one that was like, I don't think he's ready yet. I'm like, we're doing it. I don't get, he'll be ready.
Wait, how old?
Three.
Yeah, that's a good age. Though.
Yeah. So he's finally like off the diapers, and that's a big move for me.
Go you, go your wallet.
But I'm really thankful for the fucking support group that we have fostered. You know, like it was really awesome of you and your family to have us out doing a fucking yard sale on a whim.
Keep it down.
On
I don't
Saturday.
Want people knowing that I'm very, you know,
you
close
are.
To the
you're, wives. You're a sweet guy.
I don't want
we were gonna go to the swap meet. We were just gonna swap meet that shit up.
Yeah,
and he offered up his parents' yard. Like a gracious.
That's really rad. We have people in the chat also chiming in on what they're thankful
time
for.
Time out. Look at this. Yeah. That's really awesome.
That's nice.
We have people on the chat. This motherfucker was about to shed a tear, dog. This was a 2020 moment. This was some Barbara Walters shit, and you just had to shit all over.
You guys got a real emotion out of me. Way to ruin it.
Handle.
It's on film. Okay. Don't delete it.
Cool. We're ready for you now. Go ahead.
It's your turn.
It's not me. It's chat. All right. So we have Jess, thankful to be alive and the roof over my head. We have Samsung also coming through. Thankful for his family, friends, and work. But I'm honestly more thankful for this life that I live. All the good and the bad. True, true. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
You're not.
Oh.
Doo-doo-doo.
Oh, wait, time out, bitch. Did you say true?
And also
true,
we got Junior.
There's a little bit more of a pause.
Look at that.
True.
Oh,
true.
Man.
True. Okay.
That only happens to dudes who break in Doc Martens and end up breaking their fucking heel.
That's impressive. Myself, you know, they're all giving you shit, dude. I thought that was very impressive.
True. You're like the gift that keeps on giving, motherfucker.
All right, we're back. We're back to BJ Cam. Go ahead, bro. Please.
All right, go ahead. Shed that tear.
Potty training.
That was it. Hey, you know, nice.
Do it. Wow. It's there. Oh, I see it. No. I saw it.
That's a good moment.
I saw
you're not inner circle. I don't want to blow smoke up your ass.
Mm.
You are very close.
Whoa.
I'm with you. I enjoy spending time with you.
Sure.
Our families now spend time together. You know, your wife and my wife, they were there gossiping at the yard sale. Our children were taking care of each other. you know, weird smoking and drinking. And my dad was there drinking. And who fucking drinks at a yard sale, fool? We were getting on a sick one in the front yard.
We're drinking mimosas, dude. That's the way to go. Yeah.
And then the Bucanas came out because we were fucking ratchet like
that. I like that your Bucanas had a Jameson lid on it.
Survived the fire.
That was tight. Don't judge.
I'm not judging. I was saying that was tight. I like it's a little collaboration. Yeah.
Only we know.
It was limited edition. I don't know.
Well, I'm grateful for this, Angel. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for everything. I'm grateful for what we created. You know, more importantly, this has been a rough year for all of us. You know, families and businesses and relationships are always very, they're hard to maintain and nurture and grow, but I'm very content with the circle that I've created. You're in it. You were in it.
What happened?
Hey, I just went from outside the circle to in. All right.
Well, inner circle is different.
Oh, there's two circles.
Yeah. You're not there.
More of a rhombus.
I'm very grateful for you guys. I'm very grateful.
It's a trapezoid,
and
bro.
It's more of a rhombus. And I'm very thankful that I've met you guys along the journey. You and I have become very close this year. You know, I mean, initially we didn't want to be friends.
Not at all.
Whoa, what?
Yeah,
really?
He wanted to come to the brewery and play his little guitar and sing, "Ring your red cups, let's get whatever." And I was like, you know what?
He's like, you play Wonderwall? I was like, not yet.
He was like, yo, hey, let me play. And I was like, yeah. What can I get you to drink for? You know? And then now he was very persistent. His wife was very persistent, pushing him on me.
It was her move.
And now look at us, you know? Yeah. We're at fucking, in now the treehouse, smoking weed.
You're all on the outer circle. Look at you now. Way. Now you're on the outer circle.
I don't want to do anything. I don't want anything to do with them. And then all of a sudden it's like, you can't deny it.
I'm thankful for my mother, father, my wife, my children, my family, my sister, and my nephew, my godson, and my brother-in-law. You know, I'm thankful for my in-laws. I'm not very close with most of the in-laws, though. I'm very close to, like, my sister. It doesn't matter. I'm close to everybody. We're around my family. But still, it's like, I just feel like this is a great Control-Alt-Delete. Yeah. It's an opportunity to reset and just kind of, like, you know, if you have beefs, just to kind of get rid of them, you know?
Yeah.
I've gotten many apology texts this morning. I don't know why.
You sent them out? Oh, you got them.
I received a lot of them. You should send them out. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave them on read for a little bit. Put them on ice. But it's a very great, opportune time to control out delete shit.
Yeah.
You know, and make sure that everyone is on board with what we're doing. Thank you guys for being a part. I want you more here.
Can I add something to that
really quick?
You've inspired me. I'll close out my little speech with a little. I'm thankful for my family, obviously, you know, my extended, my friends, but most of all, I'm thankful for my wife. She's put.
I don't know why you get another turn at this.
Check this out.
Because he's talking about his wife.
Wait.
Talking about interruptions over here.
I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my daughter Lila. I'm thankful for my son Lucas. And I'm thankful for the next little one that's gonna come into our lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news!
No dejas de ser mexicano, bro. How many kids do you want, dog? Vasectomy?
Did you wear socks?
We're done.
Hey, can we start a GoFundMe for getting you a vasectomy?
So you're open for a boy.
Costco. Nice. Costco socks. Yeah.
All the way up?
Well, one was, and then the other
one
was.
Oh, no, you know what that
there was some movement. There was some movement.
Yeah. I did it on purpose. It's not like I checked afterwards. Oh, I was like, I did that on purpose.
I've talked so much shit about wearing socks to get your wife pregnant to make boys that people hit me up on the regular about
Vicks,
that shit.
He puts Vicks on his feet before he puts socks on.
Culture.
That's if you have bronchitis.
No. You double down.
It was like, hey, real shit, like, you wore socks when you were trying to make? I said, yeah, I make boys, dog.
Did you? Every single time.
Hey, I have three boys.
Socks and a banana.
Socks and a banana. The banana, you need that shot of potassium, Playboy. You want to make a boy?
You know, it doesn't mean causality, but yeah, I guess after.
You know what I'm saying?
So far, the proof is in the pudding.
Joe Rogan may or may not be playing in the background. That also influences and inspires. You know, you get into that elk mentality.
Just talking about elk meat and shit the whole time.
And Joey Diaz, it's those episodes. Yeah. And he's like, all right, here we go. Yeah. Honey, you know what time it is.
It's Monday morning. Put on your socks.
Oh, you know, we didn't ask Angel, dog.
Angel, go, dude. I'm sorry. You got to beat me.
Real quick.
Wait, man, I just announced a child.
Before me, we have a chat. Who put something? Yazzie Fresh said, I'm thankful to be alive, family, and this community. We do have a really solid community, I feel.
You do.
You know, 98% of this community is fucking solid.
The ones that aren't, you just fire them.
There's 2% of the community that we've dealt with that's not solid. And we'll get there.
We'll get there.
East County Rider. If you really must know, fool.
He's here.
Boy, he's right there.
Now, you know what? We left a lot on the table. We got a lot of things to discuss, but we'll get to them. I'd really like you to come back and be part of this movie.
We have 11 more episodes today.
What do you mean by like, I mean, I'll
reoccurring? Jump on the show reoccurring. Again. Yeah, reoccurring. Like monthly. It would be nice if you could come sick. In. That's just it. Simple.
Madre. Am I the am I inner circle? Inner rhombus.
Very. Yeah. People get buttered. It's like, I don't have a fucking, my family is my inner circle, dog.
Of course.
Yeah, then that's it. Everyone else is just everyone else. I've learned.
I would love to.
I've learned.
I would love to.
Everything else is just everything else.
You guys are cool, man.
Yeah. The fuck?
Some people are just figuring it out.
Angel.
Come on, dude.
What are you thankful for, sir?
Bro.
Oh, I thought we were wrapping up.
No. You wrap it up. I announced the kid. Remember that. Step it up.
Thankful for...
Wait, time out. Get ready for that camera angle because you're running the fucking cameras right now. As soon as Ground Floor Murals comes on,
I'll walk you
as soon
it.
As Tony comes on.
That's a good angle.
You're running these cameras, bro.
That's a good angle, dude.
I'm thankful for work, honestly. For me, work is everything, bro. Fuck. I love fucking working, dude. And quitting the jobs earlier this year was kind of gnarly.
Shut up, bitch. They were my businesses that you quit, fool.
You didn't even give me notice.
I still rock the sweat.
And he kind of quit the podcast. He's like, hey guys, I got this new job. I don't have time for you anymore.
You asked for a severance.
I did. No, I did not. No, I'm thankful for work, honestly. I love work. I love setting myself up financially so that way I'm secure and able to do the things I love. Like I went travel. I love traveling. I did so much this year. I went to Seattle, to Iceland, to Yosemite. It's been great, but like at the same time, it does come to with the cost, you know, and for me, like work is everything. I'm just very thankful for my family as well. And also here too. Keep me on, bro. Don't
here
fucking.
Here comes a tear.
Do it.
I'm here to stay.
I see a tear a coming.
I'm here to stay.
Your mask, Angel.
Do it, Angel. Cry.
I can't cry. I don't.
April,
I don't
if you don't
cry,
you don't love it here.
I don't cry, bro.
Then you don't love it.
I don't believe you.
Angel, you don't love it.
Cry, like, I've been known to be sad, but I don't.
You have
cry.
A twin brother too.
You've
false.
Been known to be sad.
I'm thankful for my nephew as well, dude. We went out to Nashville too recently. Fuck, I've done so much.
Take it easy, Jack Cousteau. Fuck.
I'm trying. Hey, I'm building my miles, bro.
Este way, I've done so much.
With so little, I've done so much.
Has been so rad.
If I go next year, I'll be happy.
If you go where?
I say that.
You need to go to the Doc Martin factory.
Wait, what are you trying to say with that? What?
I don't know, man. Who like live life like it's going to be your last week, right?
I dig that.
A week? I mean? You give yourself a week?
At least. I'm not living by the day. I'm living by the week, bro.
We'll do that next week. We'll talk about
take
like,
away his Doc Martens.
Look at,
take him away.
I mean, I think you should nonetheless.
Fuck Docs, bro.
Let's do that next week where we talk about if we only have 1 week to live.
We
have 1 week to live. What are we doing? How are we doing it? And who are we doing it with? Shit like that.
Absolutely.
That's deep.
It's rough.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Yes. Let's see this thing out. Winter Formal. Guess what? It's closed for the first part. The raffle component.
Mm-hmm.
Full Circle Group donated a PlayStation 5. Ooh. If your name is on our list already for the Winter Formal, you are going to enter a raffle to get a PS5. But don't forget, moving forward, we will be selling tickets at $50 now.
Oh,
the
shit.
Discounted rate at $50. Get your tickets.
Link in bio. Okay?
Get your tickets. Everybody was upset, but this was always in the cards. Just wait. There's more. Upset, always.
Upset about
there's
what?
Oh, it's $100. Everybody. Are you coming?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my guy. Yeah. Did you buy your ticket?
No, but I wasn't going to. I'm glad I waited.
There you go.
But you're not going to get a PS5.
So I mean, I was
deal.
Like, all
but
right, cool.
For the people who have already bought their ticket, the PS5 is just the beginning. Every week leading up to the event, which is 2 more weeks, we will be raffling off more things. And in order for us to say thank you for believing in the vision and everything we do, get your tickets. You don't want to miss Barry and me on stage making asses of ourselves as we introduce top-notch comedians.
Oh, there's going to be comedians.
With El hosts. Compa, George Perez, El Compa, Concrete. They will both be here. And we will all be boogieing it up to the soothing sounds of DJ Boogeyman. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Dude. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. We're going to do the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mythicha Monday for the day. Do your thing, Angel. Go to work.
Woo!
Bye. Thanks, guys.